Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. It is Milwaukee Day, the annual celebration of the day the city's area code matches the date. It's also a day of civic pride, so we thought we'd check back in with another source of civic pride, the People's Flag of Milwaukee.
Last year, the Sunrise Over the Lake flag, created by David Lenz, was chosen as the design for the People's Flag, but the Common Council has yet to weigh in on that decision, and a year later, the original flag of Milwaukee is still the city's official flag.
Graphic designer Steve Kotis has been leading the charge for a creation of a new Milwaukee flag for about 3 years. He and Len spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the timeline of the movement.
It started with a TED Talk that came out. Roman Mars, the gentleman that runs 99% Invisible, contacted me well before that TED Talk and interviewed me as he knew I was planning to run this initiative to redesign Milwaukee's flag. So we released our website to coincide with the TED Talk, and then everything just kind of spun from there, if you will, and opened up from there.
So he actually reached out to you to talk about Milwaukee's flag. What did he have to say?
Basically, he asked a general history. How did we get to it? And then, you know, we sort of gawked at, you know, how busy it is and really how it's a dead symbol in the city and never really took on as a pride point for Milwaukeeans.
Why do you call it a dead symbol?
I like to think of it like a fine bottle of wine. It had a life, and that life is now over. It's not to say it doesn't have its charm. And ultimately, it was a banner that was created in the 50s and represents Milwaukee in the 50s. Because it's so busy and complex, it just can't live on to be a symbol that looks forward to the future.
So this push starts about 3 years ago, and now looking at about a year ago is when we really had this contest and this more public vision of what the flag might be. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we held an open call for entries, and we were very clear about what we were looking for. We were very clear about the results and the process, which was obviously very highly documented by the press. So yeah, that open call was open to students, professionals, the general public.
So your flag, Sunrise Over the Lake, what does that represent?
Well, literally, it's the sun rising over Lake Michigan. It represents a new day. Looking forward to the future is the broad symbolism of the flag. It has gold in it representing our brewing history, dark blue representing Lake Michigan, our water assets. Close proximity to Lake Michigan is one of the greatest things we have in the city. The three stripes at the bottom represent our three founders and three founding towns and our three rivers in Milwaukee. So there's a lot of history wrapped up in it too. And overall, it just looks forward to a new day.
It was voted on about a year ago. It's still not the official flag of Milwaukee. And as you said, we have this flag that's from the 1950s that some look at as, using your words here, a kind of dead symbol. At the same time, I think there are people who believe that a flag should be something historic, should be a representation at least of the history of the city that it's for. Why doesn't the previous flag do that? And how does the new flag do that?
Well, I think we need to take a step back here and look at flags as a medium. I mean, flags are a universal language. It's like love. It's like mathematics, right? Every human being on planet Earth knows what a flag is. Every country flies a flag that represents the country, right? You look at the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games. Every country that participates gets to go around the track, wave their flag, have their national anthem. So flags are symbols, right? They're meant to be extremely simple because of the medium. They're flown high up in the air. They interact with the wind. They're meant to be seen from both sides. And when you think about and actually objectively keep this in mind when designing a flag, simplicity is always the key. And you know, look at the American flag. Look at the U.S. flag, right? Red, white, and blue. Red symbolizes the bloodshed. White for unity. All 50 stars are white, you know, United States. So flags are symbols in the sense that they take color, they take shapes, and they apply meaning to those things. They are not literal representations of the city because, you know, a flag, again, it's supposed to be symbolic, right? Not a literal representation.
But the first flag, you contend, is more or less a literal representation.
Right. And we see, you know, very specific things on the flag. We see City Hall. We see a gear. We see a red-faced Indian. We see some sort of cryptic symbols that apparently related to the library system at the time. County stadiums on there, which doesn't even exist anymore. I'm not saying that that people that like it are wrong to like it. In fact, I own one myself, right? But ultimately, it doesn't give us the kind of identity I think we truly deserve. And we look at the city today. It's changing tremendously, right? People say that there's this renaissance going on in Milwaukee. So I believe that now more than ever, we deserve to have a flag that we're actually proud of and people actually want to rally behind. So,
well, and ultimately, what does that mean? Because I think a lot of people look at flags and think, not to be too crass, but who cares? Maybe it hangs above City Hall. Maybe they fly it in certain parts of the city. But what does it mean beyond just being, you know, kind of this static symbol?
Flags are powerful things. You know, they unite people. I know driving through my neighborhood today, I saw three flags flying in the front of houses. And that feeling that you get when you see a flag representing your city just reminds you that, you know, we're neighbors. And that's an important thing to remember, I think.
Yeah, and with regard – so, you know, not all cities do have flags, but the larger metropolitan cities in the United States do. Washington, D.C. has a great flag. Chicago has a great flag. Portland, Oregon. Wichita, Kansas has a beautiful – like you can go down the list. But what it means is this is us. We are not them and we are not them. This is us, right, in a visual form. And that's a powerful thing. It plays on people's pride points, right? And it is to say that this is what we believe to be true about Milwaukee, whatever that may be. And this is what we believe is, you know, one of our most beautiful assets, or rather this is what gives us pride. So, you know, the fact of the matter is people that say, you know, well, who cares? I mean, the fact is we're talking about it right now. So people really do care. You know, we kind of take flags for granted in the sense that they are so ingrained in us as human beings and have been around for so long that we sort of take them for granted that they're in existence.
Can you think of examples, and are there examples of flags that have really made a difference for a city that have either, yes, been a point of local kind of civic pride, but more or less galvanized a community? Are there real concrete examples of that?
Yeah, look at Colorado. That flag, you see it everywhere and remixed in a lot of different ways. Like I've seen stickers of outlines of the state of Wisconsin with the Colorado flag inside of it. On top of that, people get these types of symbols tattooed on their bodies because they care about them so much. And it means to say that I'm from that place and I love it because we have this symbol and that symbol reinforces my love. It's sort of a loop that happens when you have a beautiful symbol that represents where you're from. And so that's a great example. Chicago's a great example. I hate to keep bringing it up, but they have a beautiful flag. And because it's simple and it's beautiful and it's symbolic, the people embrace it, and they do so in many different ways other than just the flag. So it's really less about the flag itself and more about having a symbol that changes the narrative of Milwaukee and gives us a reason to unite and to take pride in where we're from.
Ultimately, what do we think that looks like on the ground as far as civic engagement, as far as volunteerism perhaps, involvement in the city in general?
I think a lot of people have already grabbed onto the flag as a symbol for the city. We've seen murals go up in the city, and there's one on the Beerline Trail with the flag's design in it.
So what needs to happen next with Sunrise Over the Lake for it to become Milwaukee's official city flag? What are the next steps here?
Well, the wheels of government turn slowly is what we say.
Mm-hmm.
We've met with the city. We've met with much of the Common Council already. We have a few sponsors for a bill, and we will be organizing an effort to contact the Common Council en masse this summer. We'll announce it soon.
Yep.
Does the Common Council seem like they're on board in general, or has there been some pushback?
We've had a little bit of pushback, but, you know, change is hard, right? This symbol has been around for a while, and even though, you know, we've sort of you know, kind of made fun of it and all these things. It does exist and represent the city in multiple ways. It's on the Department of Works vehicles and it is the flag. But by now, most people know and much of the Common Council agree that the time has come. Like, let's actually change this symbol. We've definitely had a few other people that are a little indifferent. They're not hearing about it from their constituents. But then we also have several that are already ready to support a bill.
All right. Well, Steve, Robert, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve Kotis is a graphic designer who spearheaded the People's Flag of Milwaukee Design Initiative. Robert Lenz designed the People's Flag of Milwaukee, and they both spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. For more information on the movement, head to WUWM.com.